at the news, dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
All right, so of course you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, all the stuff that's there, you'll find it free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their sites. We give it away, so enjoy at freetalklive.com. You can also control the content of the site by voting up or down, yes or no, stuff. Voting on the stuff you like, voting it up, voting down the stuff you dislike, so you get to actually determine, collectively, if you will, what will show up on the front page and the top of the site. You can also submit new content to the site as well for others to vote on, and you can do all of it over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to check out the upcoming stories page, where everything that's fresh on the site is placed first before it makes it to the front page if it gets enough votes. So, 855-450-FREE, toll-free number here tonight. There's a pretty shocking headline over at the Drudge Report. And it's not normal that we talk about whatever the top headlines are, but this one's pretty shocking.
You got to keep an eye on them.
So, want to get it out there. Pueblo, Colorado, where Obama, while vilifying Mitt Romney for opposing the auto industry bailout, bragged about the success of his decision to provide government. You know, hold on a second. It must be really comfortable to be a governor at the time that the bailouts are happening, because ultimately Romney actually doesn't get to vote on that. So it's not like he actually registered his opinion with a vote in Congress or something like that during the auto bailouts, because it sure as hell seemed like pretty much everybody voted for that, and so it wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know about the auto bailouts. The Bush administration had the TARP, and then the stimulus came after that, and the auto bailouts were essentially a part of the stimulus situation. So essentially, everybody voted for the TARP. Or enough of them voted for the TARP that it went through. But it's as far as the bailouts went, basically that went down party lines, because the Republicans didn't want to play ball when it wasn't a Republican suggesting bailouts.
Right. But the point being that pretty much everybody voted for the TARP, which was
the
bailouts.
TARP.
Right?
The TARP was bank bailouts.
Right. Bailouts, I mean, the same.
I know. It all seems the same thing, and I think that I understand why people would conflate it in their minds, and I think that it's, it's fine that people conflate it in their minds. It doesn't really matter. As far as I'm concerned, it's all the government getting involved in the marketplace in a way that it shouldn't. GM claims to be having one of its best years ever, but what they didn't mention is the government has bought a lot of GM cars.
So, right. I mean, the government's very heavily involved in, these companies, especially the ones that it did bail out, because they get 6% or something like that, of Bank of America, significant, controlling interests in these things. And that's kind of disturbing. I mean, it's almost like backdoor nationalization of these industries. You know, it's like they're calling for, essentially what Obama says here is basically a call for nationalization without calling it that. He says, I believe in American workers. I believe in this American industry. And now the American auto industry has come roaring back. Now I want to go look at Detroit and that's true.
This is where he doesn't say he believes in American business. He says he believes in American workers
and
that's
industry.
What the bailout was about. The bailout was about the auto workers union and what they wanted. Because the fact is, if Obama would have left GM to its own devices and it would have gone under, the factories, the buildings, either, some auto manufacturer would have gone right in, wholesale bought all this stuff, and then employed these very employable people at perhaps some lower wage, because GM auto workers are the highest paid auto workers in the country and probably the world. Maybe Mercedes-Benz or something like that you might be able to make an argument for. I don't know. I don't know the statistics on that. But, the ones in town, in states like Greenville, South Carolina, that are making BMWs, or, Honda, and, these other foreign automotive makers that are making cars in the United States that don't have the auto unions involved, they still get paid quite well. They just don't get paid nearly as well as the ones that are in these unions. So likely some other auto manufacturer would have come along and bought this equipment and
pennies on the dollar.
you know, how about quarters on the dollar?
Okay.
At least dimes on the dollar,
yeah.
And employed these workers and then had a new car company or an expansion of another car company or even just a rebuilding of GM, a restructuring of GM. We don't know exactly what would have happened because this was a bailout for the unions so that the union workers would continue to get paid the wages that they're getting paid. Now, I don't have a problem with people getting paid well, but I do have a problem with a big, bloated auto company that's so... you know, so badly run that it simply, you know, that has such bad contracts with unions that it simply can't make its way in the world.
Yeah, well, things like that deserve to go under. I mean, it's called creative destruction in the marketplace when a business is just too unwieldy, too bureaucratic, too large for its own britches. It goes under. If you can't change according to what the market demands, according to what people are looking for, then you deserve to perish. And so many businesses have over the years. I mean, Woolworths is a great example of a company that was, you know, monstrous, and it was in, you know, everywhere, and then it faltered, and it went under eventually.
And the list of companies that have faltered along the way, big, giant ones that have gone away, it's huge. It's tremendous.
And it's okay.
And it's,
you know,
fine.
All those people got jobs somewhere else.
Right. They don't
work.
Sit there and completely unemployed. You know, my life is ruined. They go on, they get other jobs, and, you know, if something fills the vacuum.
So it's really this ridiculous notion that all that is in existence must continue.
Yes.
All businesses that are in existence that the government thinks are valuable
must
continue.
For the river of the marketplace. The river of the marketplace moves. It changes. It creates eddies. You know, it'll reclaim land in one place. Mm-hmm. It does all kinds of things. Trying to build seawalls only entrenches the big corporations that are in their place.
Well, right, because trust me, Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, all of these people, they don't care about your business. If you are, you know, mom and pop, medium to small size business operating to serve your customers and create a great product and service day in and day out, if you don't have lobbyists in Washington, D.C., you don't matter to them. They don't care if the market, you know, just, you know, you end up faltering and failing and shutting down. They only care about their buddies in industry, in the big corporate world. And now Obama has said that, let me get the quote out here. He says, I believe in American workers. I believe in this American industry. And now the American auto industry has come roaring back. Now I want to do the same thing with manufacturing jobs, not just in the auto industry, but in every industry.
So he wants bailouts for every industry?
He says, I want to do the same thing with manufacturing jobs in every industry. So maybe he just wants to do it with manufacturing industries, or maybe it's every industry. It's not really too clear by the way the quote is.
Only manufacturing counts. People that create services, you know, technology, yep. You know, all these people, they don't count.
According to this. And he says, I don't want those jobs taking root in places like China. I want those jobs taking root in places like Pueblo, Obama told a crowd gathered for his campaign rally at the Palace of Agriculture at the Colorado State Fairgrounds.
Okay, so there's a couple of ways that the government drives jobs out that I can give, you know, right there. For one, you know, they put this artificial minimum wage thing in. They keep people out of the country, so they're trying to artificially control the cost of labor, and that always goes poorly. If you try to artificially control the cost of anything, it's going to go poorly. People are going to, you know, the marketplace is going to work around it, and people are going to go elsewhere to get it. And so that's what's happening there. Second, you know, the costs, as the cost of oil and gasoline is going up, people are finding that shipping from China isn't quite as cheap as it used to be. So when the government gives all kinds of tax benefits and you know, credits and payoffs, corporate welfare to the oil companies to look for oil and things like that. If the government shut down payments to these companies, then, well, probably oil prices would be higher. So, therefore, it would cost even more to ship things from China, and it would make more sense for businesses to manufacture in the United States.
Well, and don't forget all the regulations, OSHA and various different government regulatory agencies that end up pushing manufacturing out as well. If they really wanted to help manufacturers, they'd repeal that stuff. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. Bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,611.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,651.99, $826 for a half ounce, or $413 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,651.99, $826, and $413.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you. They are free, including archives. You can go click and download and get as many episodes as you'd like. They're right there on the front page, the last week. And then you can click into the archive section and download them from there. Also, get them straight off our SoundCloud page. If you want to visit the SoundCloud page, go to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the site. under Listen and Share, and then click SoundCloud to go to the SoundCloud page and download stuff there, and also use the Share button on each episode at the SoundCloud page, where you can also download the Edgington Post as well as this program.
That's right. I did an Edgington Post this evening.
That's right. You can click the Share button to easily share your favorite episodes with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or your WordPress blog or wherever you'd like. Once again, go to freetalklive.com, grab as many archives as you want, all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, the place to go get the name brands at the very best prices is ManVentureOutpost.com. I know a lot of people are getting ready for hunting season. It's, you know, it's the beginning of August, and it's coming time for hunting season. I was over there just recently looking at bows and crossbows. Lots of people wanting to do to get their that extra buck or that extra deer this year in bow season. You can get the best name brands at the best prices. I really have checked these bows out, and you can get them a lot cheaper at ManVentureOutpost.com. Same quality, same name brands. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything the outdoors enthusiast needs, and at the best prices. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off their already low prices with coupon code FTL. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. Coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. We'll, of course, take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Starting out the show this evening with a quote from Barack Obama as he is, you know, pandering around the country, as is Mitt Romney, looking for votes.
I know how to give you free stuff.
Yeah, and now what he's saying is that he wants to bail out, and it's not really clear if it's every single industry in the country
just
or
manufacturing.
Just manufacturing jobs.
I guess only manufacturing needs bailing out. Forget all those casinos in Vegas.
He says here that that he wants to do the same thing, that is the bailouts like he did with the auto industry, with manufacturing jobs, not just in the auto industry, but in every industry. Now, if a bailout comes along, and part of the bailout is that the company has to give up part of their ownership, you know, essentially give over stock to the federal government, isn't that basically nationalization? And to some extent, I mean, it's not full-on nationalization in that they're not, you know, the companies won't become completely operated by the federal government, but it sure is a hell of a lot more fascist or socialist. I guess it's leaning a little bit more socialist than the current fascist system, right? Like if the government takes ownership in a company?
Yeah, I would say that that's more socialist by its definition. But I guess what concerns me is that the government's picking winners. If the government owns stock in a particular manufacturing company, it's difficult to see an upstart getting the opportunity to take it over from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by bailing out GM, what the government did was say that whomever was going to benefit from the sale of those manufacturing robots and those factories and all and you know the renting out of those factories or whatever was going to happen with them, all the property that GM has, if this is what happened, mm-hmm. By the way, I don't think it would have. It's just been some kind of restructuring, and they would have been a negotiation with the unions. But if that was the case, because this is what we are to believe, so go okay. I'll believe that. But, you know, Honda might have gone in there and bought up the robots, and that would have been a benefit to them. They could have lowered some prices or made some more profits, hired some workers, that kind of thing. There would have been workers there that were experienced auto manufacturing workers. They would have been useful and hired by other companies. Other companies would have benefited. The United States government picked a winner, and that winner was GM, and it shouldn't have been.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. I know, Mark, that you brought something to the table tonight about the original Bible, not the translated versions, but the original.
I guess like the Old Testament.
About you know how it was apparently mistranslated. We can get to that here in a moment. But, of course, you can bring up anything you want. Also, in other news out in California, a California Superior Court judge, according to thenewspaper.com, has sided with a photo enforcement vendor, American Traffic Solutions, And this is the company that provides the billing services and the traffic camera services. Basically, the governments will contract with these companies. They'll set the cameras up. They'll issue the bills in the name of the government. And
so is this a red light camera or speeding cameras?
This is red light cameras.
Okay. Now, red light cameras can be very dangerous because they cause people to act differently at red lights than they would normally act. They'll slam on their brakes in order to avoid a ticket, and then the person behind them slams into them. They've shown that red light cameras kill.
They have, but that hasn't stopped
them. But they also pay initially. Because what will happen is they install the red light cameras, and then all the people that are used to kind of sneaking through in the pink light, well, then they'll start changing their behavior. Some of them will get into accidents, but most of them won't.
Did you just call it a pink light?
Yeah, pink lights. A pink light is when it just turned red, between a yellow and red.
Okay. Never heard that one before.
You never heard that? Okay. So they'll sneak through in the pink light, and then, those are the ones, and then the cameras will get them, they'll get a ticket, and they're like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
So they stop that behavior. And most of them don't get into accidents. A few of them do. A few people are injured, and some people are killed.
Well, more people get into accidents.
Well, there's more accidents than there would have been with the red light, without the camera. But hold on, I'm not done. Okay. So then the behavior changes. So then the politicians aren't getting as much money from the red light camera as they were, in the first few months. So what they'll do, and they've shown that this happens in many, many places, they'll begin to shorten the duration of the yellow light in order to catch people and give them tickets.
Because it's about money and not about safety.
Right.
And if nothing proves it more than that. I mean, it's clearly, the government loves to posture themselves. I mean, they have what they call the Department of Safety here. It's essentially, the Department of Motor Vehicles, but it's another wing of it. But the stateies, the state cops, work underneath the Department of Safety. But really, they should call themselves the Department of Revenue, because that's ultimately what it's all about. And I've gotten them to admit
armed
on the
fundraisers.
Phone, I've gotten them to admit on the phone that it's not about safety what they're doing to people.
How'd
by
that go?
Suspending licenses and things like that. I got them to admit that it was about money, because there's no way they could claim that what they were doing to me by suspending my driver's privileges or whatever it was they were doing was in any way about safety, because I wasn't an unsafe driver. It was about getting 100-some bucks out of me so I could, unsuspend the permit.
Mm.
And so everything they do is about money, ultimately. So let me give you the story here. It looks like Murrieta out in California, there were some voters out there that decided they wanted to, have themselves a petition and get an issue on the ballot to get rid of the red light cameras. And a judge has made a decision about that. We'll share it with you here in moments. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you've got a red light camera story or something you want to share with us about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it anytime to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locked locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. 855-453. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a bulletin board system, which allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. And that is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins, they are the world's first digital currency. They're created for the Internet, largely, and they can be used as essentially cash on the Internet. You can send and receive money with Bitcoins without being charged any fees. Any fees of any consequence. There is a little half a penny fee that you can choose to pay if you want to. You can change the setting if you don't. But, you know, nonetheless, you can send and receive money without anybody interfering with the process. No one can get in your account and freeze it or, you know, force a charge back or one of these things that so many of these online banks choose to do. No governmental agency can tell you with whom you can do business and with whom you can't. You can find out more about the Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. There's a link over there to the Bitcoin faucet where you can go get a few Bitcoins, or at least partial Bitcoins.
That thing's still on?
I think the faucet's still running. I'll have to go check there. But
a cool little website. Yeah, back in the old days of Bitcoins, a couple of years ago, the Bitcoin faucet used to give you a whole Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's what...
back when it cost the operator, 2 cents a Bitcoin or something like that.
Yeah, it was a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin faucet's still out there.
What is it vending? Does it tell you how much,
it doesn't say now.
It's got to be like a fraction of a Bitcoin.
I'm giving away 0.005 Bitcoins per visitor.
Ah, yeah.
So it's just something to get started with, so that you have something to start your wallet, you know, go out there, pay and handle it for them. Anyway, if you want to get some Bitcoins, go to BitInstant.com. We've got some exciting news that we're going to be announcing here with BitInstant very shortly. We're going to be going to their offices.
What?
That's right.
BitInstant.com. Go get your Bitcoins there.
New York City.
New York City. More than...
What are they having? Some kind of Bitcoin party or something?
Yeah, there's going to be a Bitcoin meetup, and we're going to see the offices. They're going to... These are new offices. They're in downtown Manhattan in the financial district. And I mean, BitInstant is a real going concern. It's the biggest business in Bitcoins, and it's liable to be here very shortly the largest receiver of venture capital. So, anyway, if you want to get...
In the Bitcoin world. Interesting.
So, anyway, BitInstant.com. If you want to get some Bitcoins, you can go to more than 700,000 locations worldwide. And you deposit cash and get Bitcoins.
Julia was just telling me the other night how easy it was when she went to the bank. She went to a bank that she doesn't even bank at and was able to deposit cash into an account that I guess BitInstant has.
Yep.
And that was it. No problem.
No ID checks, no nothing.
Right. So easy. So
completely anonymous.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. As we continue, there's news out of California where, according to the newspaper.com, California Superior Court judge has sided with the American Traffic Solutions in denying Murrieta voters a say in whether red light cameras can be used in their community. Judge Daniel Otolia issued what they call a minute order or a minute order, one or the other. On Friday, endorsing the arguments put forth by the high-powered elections law firm of Bell, McAndrews, and Hitchcock, ATS, the American Traffic Solutions, will not admit that it hired the Bell to sue Murrieta resident Diane Serafin. Serafin believes the cameras are ineffective and unconstitutional. She told the newspaper in previous interviews that she had no trouble collecting the required number of signatures to force an election because nearly everyone in the community wants to see the cameras go. Except for people that work for American Traffic Solutions and the government, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I would imagine that's the case.
Judge Otolia insisted the community has no right to decide this matter. In his order, he said the following. The court, because they love talking about themselves in the third person, is satisfied that...
I am satisfied.
The court is satisfied that pre-election relief is proper, whereas here, petitioner has established the clear illegality of the initiative. Real parties, on the other hand, simply ignore...
I hate listening to these people and their crap.
Real parties, on the other hand, simply ignore key statutes and case law in question. I have no idea what that statement means. Does that make any sense to you?
Is real parties actual living, breathing humans?
I
and
don't...
the rest of them are persons as defined by... I don't know.
Serafin's lawyer, Peter Lapisco of Pacific Justice Institute, cites the statutes that show it's not appropriate for the court to intervene in an election before it happens. Had the initiative failed, for example, there would be no case before the court. ATS, American Traffic Solutions, has tried to block ballot measures throughout the country because the devices have lost in all but one case. Court wins have rarely saved such programs. In Houston, Texas, a federal judge with close personal ties to ATS decided to invalidate the initiative after it passed, but the persuasive power of the vote itself persuaded the city council to end the photo ticketing. Here, Judge Otolia went a step further to ensure that voters never have a chance to provide input. Otolia wrote that the court is not required to wait.
Do you wonder if they get a check for this? I mean, this is huge business for this company. I mean, they want every community in America to have these red light tickets,
mm-hmm.
and if they can stop them from being overturned, if they can turn this tide, it's worth millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars.
Certainly worth cutting a few $1,000 check to a judge.
A few thousand, give him enough money that he can retire, off to Key West or wherever he wants to go, and that's it.
He wrote in his order, the court is not required to wait until after an election simply for the sake of waiting. Postponing judicial resolution of petitioner's challenge is not without potential cost. The presence of an invalid measure on the ballot steals attention, time, and money from valid propositions on the same ballot.
Right. From stealing, steals time and money from people using the electoral system to steal from people.
It will confuse some voters and frustrate others, and an ultimate decision that the measure is invalid coming after the voters may have voted in favor of the measure tends to denigrate the legitimate use of the initiative process. Otolia's ruling comes within 2 weeks of the deadline for finalizing the ballots in Riverside County. The judge will not necessarily have the final say on November 6th, appointed to the bench in 2010. His name will appear on the ballot for retention, giving voters upset with his decision the option of taking away his $178,000 a year job.
Yeah, one has to ask, what was he thinking?
Is he getting the check? I don't know.
Maybe he is, if he's willing to put his career on the line.
Because he really did put his career on the line. Right. These people got an initiative. They rammed that initiative through.
It's not easy, by the way, to get the petition signatures to get an initiative on the ballot.
It's a lot of work.
In California, it's probably, well, this may be just for one county, so it's probably not as large as, you know, statewide things.
They've got a huge apparatus, a grassroots apparatus that's at work there if they were able to get this on the ballot. And if they've got that kind of apparatus, they're likely to be able to campaign against a judge. The fact is, very few people know who their judges are, mm-hmm. so their minds can be turned rather quickly and easily. A lot of judges are not even, they don't even have R's and D's behind their names, so people are just going in there and picking, Anderson better than I like Shapiro or whatever, and they just pick somebody based on their last name. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to turn people on against a judge.
So I'm looking here at this minute order. It's all written in capital letters, which is really hard to process when you're reading
at you.
Right. Well, he is a judge. They tend to do that a lot. But according to the story here, the woman who brought who's trying to get this thing overturned has appealed for an injunction before the Court of Appeals. So she's going up. She's going up the lines trying to get this judge's order injuncted against so this ballot initiative will actually show up on the ballot.
The red light company is going to have to cut a lot more big checks.
It's pretty sick, man, and I just thought it was interesting to share that. It's the first time any case like that has come down where a judge has made such a decision to basically say, no, you can't even ask this question.
Yep.
You can't have the voters give their input on this particular issue.
I won't claim to know what happened, but this just sounds ridiculous to me. The voters can't make an initiative not to have red light cameras in their town. Now, speed cameras, we've looked into those. I don't particularly like the idea of the government using speed cameras, but I can't see how they're dangerous in the same way red light cameras are. Red light cameras kill.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark's going to give us some information about, apparently, somebody did some research, found out that the Bible, the original one, the one that's not the translation of the translation, the original Bible's got some mistakes in it. We're going to share some with us here, Mark. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a 5-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You can get the stuff you're looking for and get it pretty cheap. Once again, freetalklive.com. Because shop.freetalklive.com. Because you'll get links there at Amazon. And I just find Amazon to be one of the best darn places to shop on the internet. They don't have the overhead that the big box stores do, and they can pass those savings on to you. They've got an amazing warehouse system that's almost completely robot-operated, so they're not paying a whole lot of money to a bunch of people to raise their costs, and therefore they can keep their costs as low as possible. So go and get your shopping done and get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their products. Of course, if you need it faster, like I did this week, you can order the faster shipping if necessary, but that free Super Saver shipping sure is nice to have. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and get the stuff that you want, get the stuff you need, and help Free Talk Live out, because when you shop through that link, and there's a U.S. Amazon, U.K. Amazon, and Canada Amazon's there, you shop through any of those links, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale, and that's a big deal for us. So really appreciate when you do shop over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you, of course, are welcome to bring up what you want. We'll get to the Bible story here in a moment, but just kind of giving you other updates. Looks like the latest on Roger, I don't know how you pronounce his last name, Payan? Have you heard this, Mark?
Payan?
Payan? Payan?
It's an unfortunate last name.
P-I-O-N. I saw these Roger Payan memes all over the Facebook a couple of days ago. I'm like, who's Roger Payan? Why is everybody so excited about this guy?
This is the guy that ran over the 7 cop cars or whatever in Vermont with a tractor.
Yeah, that's exactly who he is. And that's when I finally figured out who he was. Oh, that's why people are so excited about him. Looks like donations have been pouring in from across the country to support Roger. According to WCAX out of Vermont, the man who's 34 has been behind bars since his rampage, or his alleged rampage.
Now, you know that makes the cops very, very, very angry that they have to put money in his account for him after he ran over their cars with his big tractor. I mean, the people are supporting the behavior.
I bet it does. Payan is accused of using a monster tractor to flatten 7 police cruisers, and it's still the talk of the town. Mark Carrion said, "We see tractors every day, but it was surreal when it hit. You heard the metal colliding, glass breaking." Carrion was working across the street and couldn't believe his eyes when he saw 2 sheriff's deputies chasing the tractor on foot, their cruisers reduced to crumpled hunks of metal in a matter of minutes. Carrion said that some are saying he's a hero. He just destroyed the protection of the community. Well, you know, I don't support violence. Of course, there wasn't anyone in the vehicle, so was it actually a violent act? I don't know about that. That's an interesting question. Do you think that what Roger Payan did was a violent act? 855-450-FREE. I don't support violence, but I do support monkey wrenching. And you know, if the cops weren't out there hurting peaceful people and they actually were protecting the community, this case, never would have done that.
Right. This was a marijuana arrest.
That's right.
And many people, many police officers will say, well, if you don't like the marijuana laws, go to your legislature and get them changed. But this really, what it ignores is the discretion that officers have. And in that discretion, consider that there are all kinds of stupid laws that officers don't enforce. There's sodomy laws. Mm. You don't see them skulking about people's windows and looking in, mm-hmm. trying to find people sodomizing each other. There's these, you can't skydive naked on a Sunday.
Can't play sports on Sunday here in New Hampshire.
I've heard all kinds of these things. It's difficult to find them. Brad Jardis, who is running for sheriff here in New Hampshire, at bradforsheriff.com.
That's right.
He says that it's illegal, and he's looked it up the law. It's illegal to put anything in a milk carton.
So that's not milk.
That's not milk, right? So if you were to drink milk out of a carton, open that carton up, and then shove your napkin in it, he said that is
a misdemeanor.
Yeah. And then there's all kinds of ones that you'll find that people will talk about dumb laws. I'm not sure. I've never been able to find these things, so I'm not going to repeat them. But there's one like here in New Hampshire. Supposedly, it's illegal to look upward while urinating on a Sunday. I don't know. Supposedly in Florida, you can't skydive naked.
There's plenty of these things. You can look up dumb laws online.
I don't know if they're true, though. They don't cite them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it, is somebody could have just written them down, and I don't know.
Well, that is all they ever do anyway. The government legislature, just a bunch of people writing stuff down.
It's true that that there's all kinds of dumb laws.
But I agree with you. They should be cited.
There should be a citation.
Payan's friends, though, are painting a different picture of the Newport man. Tina Thompson, one of his friends, said Roger would be there for anybody. He doesn't have a mean bone in his body. They say he was pushed to his breaking point after police hounded him for years. They said that he can't even leave his property without them being on him, ticketing him. I happen to know that they stopped him.
I'll tell you what. I had a city councilor in this town tell me that this happened to him when he voted against something for the police or mm-hmm. something like that, and they bothered him every single night, was the statement that he made to me. So do I believe this? Sure. You can get to the wrong side of the law.
Yeah, even in especially in a smaller town where
they know where you are.
And they know what you drive. They know where you live, and they know
imagine
who you
what
are.
It feels like to know that if you're going to go out of town that they're going to come after you.
I happen to know, his friend said, that they stopped him the night before and that morning about his dog in his front seat. I'm not really sure when the sheriffs became dog wardens. Thompson is standing behind Payan because she says her biracial daughter was also singled out by the sheriffs. To get even, she's contributing hundreds to Payan's defense fund. And his lawyer says she's not alone. Donations are coming in from around the globe. According to his lawyer, there seems to be a growing sense we're over-policed these days. Yeah, no kidding. Slay says, that's his lawyer, David Slay, says the contributions will go directly to litigation costs. His client is facing 14 criminal charges. He pled not guilty to all of them on Tuesday, but not before his lawyer tried to get some of them tossed out.
And this is right, and this is part of it. They'll pile these charges up and up and up in order to get mm-hmm. you to plea bargain out. They don't want... and this is the police and the prosecutors and everybody. They don't want you to take this to trial. They don't want to have to deal with trials. Very, very few charges. I believe that 94% was the number end up in, a plea bargain situation. And then far fewer than 99%, or far fewer than 1% ends up at an actual trial. So I guess those others are just charges that are dropped in there, that 5% or whatever that's in there, 5%+, just charges that are dropped. But, police, if you don't like people celebrating this guy running over the cars, and perhaps, it could have been an officer who was sleeping in the back and got injured. You never
know. Could have been.
It's his break. I don't have a problem with somebody sleeping on their break, taking a 15-minute nap or whatever.
I don't have a problem with them sleeping anyway, even if they're out on the highway.
But if
not pulling people over,
if this offends you, and I can understand why it would. I mean, this is a bodily threat. If this offends you, consider that people really do feel that they're over-policed.
Yeah.
Consider that they want you to you know, not be out there making sure that anybody who rolls through a stop sign gets a ticket, or you know, anybody who's carrying a little bit of dried plant material in their pocket gets a ticket, but that they want you to catch the murderers and the rapists and the and they consider that when you take an oath to defend them against enemies foreign and domestic, that they're pretty sure that the enemies domestic are in their government, and that, you know, it's hard to get anybody to enforce laws against these government officials. I mean, everybody knows the story.
They won't enforce it on themselves.
They know the story about the governor of New Jersey driving as quickly as he wanted to down the road, police escorts along the way, just because, oh, I'm late for a meeting.
Yeah. Well, he's important. He's the governor.
Right. And, you know, the police aren't pulling him over and giving him a ticket.
Right.
They're escorting him.
Your meeting's not important. His meeting's important.
That's right.
He's the head criminal gang member.
Yeah, and you know, this isn't cop-hating, you know, it's not a cop-hating show. Just want to hold them accountable.
Right, and, you know, you keep pushing people, you keep arresting people, you keep hurting people who've never harmed another person. Again, his friends say this guy is not a violent person. He is not
to
hurt people. Well, but there's nothing to prove that he's violent. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't attempt to hurt anybody. He just wanted to destroy the property that enables these criminals to hurt peaceful people. You know, again, if they were going around just arresting real criminals with real victims, murderers, rapists, arsonists, you know, you name it, these actual criminals, if that's all they were doing, never would have had their cars crushed. Never would have happened. So this is just the natural outgrowth of the continual aggression. It's just like the 9/11 attacks on a much smaller scale. You keep pushing people, and they're going to strike back at some point.
Yeah, there's going to be canaries in the coal mine.
It doesn't mean it's okay what happened on 9/11. It wasn't okay. It was wrong for what those people did. But it's understandable why they did it. They did it because there were a bunch of U.S. military people and other CIA agents and such
just doing their job.
Hurting people. Their job hurting people, assaulting and killing and raping and maiming.
At that time, they really weren't doing very much of that, the 9/11 point. And to make that clear, they were just there supporting kings and sheiks and dictators. I mean, take a look at Yemen.
But they've been doing it for decades.
Sure they have, but the claims that you're making, the U.S. soldiers generally weren't doing.
The fact that the CIA has been there and the Shah and all that stuff, all kinds of crazy, you know, political machinations going on behind the scenes at the behest of the U.S. federal government. It's a surprise that that stuff didn't happen sooner, the 9/11 attacks. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes you're filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.